you for embracing us with your love. We worship you. In Jesus' name we have worshiped. In Jesus' name we have worshiped. Hallelujah. All right, very quickly, church, this morning, you want to appreciate God this morning? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's a good thing to be in his presence. No one can do it better than him. We pray for our nation, Nigeria, this morning. We read from Genesis 12 and verse 2 from the NIV. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. That is your testimony, and that is the testimony of this great nation, in the name of Jesus. So together this morning, let us pray for our country, Nigeria, that God will make us into a great nation, and that Nigeria will be great again. And also, let us pray for ourselves, that God will make each one of us a blessing. Open your mouth and pray this morning. Lord, we thank you. We see greatness in this nation. Thank you because you will make us into a great nation again. We thank you because Nigeria will be known for greatness again. We pray for each one of us, Heavenly Father, that you will give us the grace and put in us the willingness to be a blessing to one another and to this nation, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray also this morning for Bosnia and Herzegovina. 25 years after the Bosnia's war, discrimination and intolerance is still high in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Let us pray that the love of Jesus Christ will reign in this country. Open your mouth this morning. Let's pray for the love of Jesus Christ. Let's declare that the word of God will permeate this nation in the name of Jesus. And peace will return into that nation in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Lord, we cannot thank you enough. Once again, we have come with a heart of gratitude. Thank you for your love. Thank you for being faithful. Even when we don't deserve that, Lord, we have come this morning to receive from you again. Our hearts are open. Our ears are open. Our eyes are focused on you this morning. Drop into each one of us our hearts, that which you want us to run with this week, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you because of the blessing of greatness over Nigeria. We thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In the name of Jesus we have prayed. Amen. Will you shake hands with 1, 2, 3 persons around you? One, to make sure you shake up to 3 persons this morning and you say good morning. It's a beautiful Sunday morning, and welcome them to church with a smile. Hallelujah. You are all welcome to church this morning. It's my beautiful smile to every one of you here this morning. Hallelujah. I want to specially recognize and welcome the people worshiping with us for the very first time. If it is your first time at Daystar Christian Center, wherever you are seated today, we don't want to take your coming for granted. Can you indicate by a wave of hand? It's my first time at Daystar Christian Center. Please, can you clap for them better? Hallelujah. You pray that they should come and they are here this morning. Be excited that they are here this morning. Hallelujah. All right, if you are waving your hand, can you please rise upon your feet just for a moment? Rise on your feet for a moment. Members around them, you know what to do. Don't wait for me to tell you. Make sure you are not sitting down to stretch your hands to them. Rise upon your feet, shake them, hug them if you are of the same sex. Hallelujah. If you are standing, our ushers are trying to give you a welcome bag. As soon as you get that bag, you can have your seat. This is Daystar Christian Center, the home of stars and megastars. God has given us one assignment here, and that is the raising of role model. A role model is an example, a leader in the society. We have a key word here, which is transformation. God has said to us, if you worship with us consistently for a period of 3 months and you obey the teachings from this pulpit, you're a part of our small group and you go through our training, that your life will be so transformed that people around you who knew you before will see that something had happened in your life and would want to pattern their lives after yours. If you don't have a home church where you are serving, where you are planted and you are recognized, I want to encourage that you consider making Daystar Christian Center your home church. The leadership and the membership of the church will be glad to have you as one of us. In the bag that you have been given, we have our brochure. The brochure will tell you a bit about Daystar Christian Center, who we are, what we stand for. We also have the bulletin there. The bulletin will acquaint you with the activities of the week. In your leisure, I would like for you to take it, look through it, and see which one concerns you. In the bulletin, I want you to pay special attention to a column there that is tagged Automated Home Cell Inquiry, and follow the instruction there so you can be a part of our small group. Praise the Lord. And also this morning, there is also a card, a white card. That is the guest information card. I'd like for you to quickly bring it out, fill it with your accurate information, leave it on your seat after you are done with that. We will pick it up, and so we will be able to get in touch with you and even visit you if that is okay by you in the address that you will provide for us there. Once again, thank you for coming to Daystar Christian Center. You are in the first service of our four transformation service on Sunday. Starting from the hour of 7 to about 1:30 p.m., we have four services. If you come at the turn of any hour, you are either meeting one or one starting or one ending. Also, we have our Saturday service. Saturday, we meet at 6 to 7:15. If for any reason you are not going to be able to make service on Sunday, or you have people around you who can't come to church on Sunday for one reason or the other, you can invite them to our Saturday service. We call it Service Unusual. And in this service, you have the privilege of sitting with your family in the same, you know, auditorium. Praise the Lord. And our midweek service is Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. You are invited to all of these services, and God will bless you as you do so in the name of Jesus. Also, this morning, we have people joining us from all over the world. Let's put our hands together for our online church. We are so excited that you're a part of us from wherever you are joining us this morning, not minding the time of the day. Thank you for being a part of us. If it is your first time joining us on our main platform, kindly click the sign up button at the top right hand corner of the page and leave us your information. And if you are watching from other social media network, click the link in the chat room and drop your details as well, so that we will get in touch with you in the course of the week and send you materials that will tell you more about our church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a few announcements in the bulletin. You can look through it for further announcements. We have so many there, but we want to bring your attention to a few. Something awesome and wonderful is happening on the 1st of March this year. Hallelujah. And so this is to invite every one of us to an evening with Sam Adeyemi. In all of our house fellowship centers, we will be having Pastor Sam Adeyemi in all of our fellowship centers on the 1st of March. So please drag someone, an unbelieving friend, to the fellowship closest to you, the one you are going. And if you have not been going to house fellowship, please make it an appointment with God that day. This one is titled God's Rest, happening in all of our home fellowship centers. Ask your neighbor, will you be there? I'll see you there. All right, the ministry school, our 300 level, resumed a new session yesterday. And we have the opportunity to still join this Saturday. If you're a graduate of maturity school, 200 level, you have the opportunity to join them this Saturday. This is taking place in Annex 2A, and time is 7 a.m. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Also, the Women of Destiny has put together a program tagged Fab, Fit and Fun. This is happening on the, this is taking place on the 7th of March. Time is 10 a.m. and then it's taking place at Annex 2A. All women in the house, all ladies in the house, please be a part of this one. The dress code is there. Just look in your bulletin for further information. Praise the Lord. Our God is still working wonders in our church. There's a testimony from AA. This is sent in on the 18th of February. And she says, multiplication. I got married in December 2016 and desired to have children without delays because of my age and my husband wasn't fully around at the time. December 2017, I got pregnant. However, I lost it within the first trimester. I was told that there was a sac, but there was nothing in it. Shortly after, I got pregnant again. I had the same situation. Sac was empty and there was no fetal pole. At 13 weeks, the pregnancy, after 13 weeks, the pregnancy also ended. I got pregnant the third time, but I had a different case. I remember looking at the sonographer intensely as she said what I had always hoped for. Congratulations, madam. There are two of them. Hallelujah. She says, during the course of the pregnancy, I bled again at 13 weeks. But I held on to the word of God and kept declaring his word. That time, we had just started home fellowship at our house. I took the communion and continued declaring God's word. After 5 days of bed rest, I went to the hospital and did a scan. It confirmed that my babies were doing great and in perfect condition. Hallelujah. She says, to the glory of God, we welcomed our twin baby boy and girl on Friday, the 14th of February, 2020. Hallelujah. I am here to thank God for showing us his mercy and kindness. Praise the Lord. That God is here this morning to give you your testimony. But one thing is that she held onto the word of God. That word is coming this morning. And then she also started a fellowship in her house. If you can't start one, be a part of one. Bow your head this morning as you begin to talk to God. Talk to him. Open your heart to him this morning. Lord, speak your word to me. Help me to recognize. Help me to hear that word. Let it not pass by.
Then we pray. Lord, your word says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And the things which are seen were not made from things that are visible. We don't see you, yet we know you are real. Everything about us testifies to your faithfulness, testifies to the reality of your power. We stand on a planet that is hanging on nothing, that is spinning through space with accuracy. You said if your covenant with day and night cannot be broken, In other words, if that system cannot be broken, then your covenant with us will not be broken. So this day testifies to the fact that you have not changed. You're still God. Ultimate God. And then, Lord, we know that you are love. And we experience that love. You showed it by sending Jesus to die on the cross and raised him by your power. And that power that raised Christ from death is right here. Right here. So, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, make this a unique experience for each person. Everyone present physically, everyone that is a part of the service online, engage them at all levels. Send your word. And when you send your word, you heal us and deliver us from every form of oppression. Let this service be a transformation service in somebody's life. So we receive that with thanksgiving. Above everything else, Heavenly Father, let someone go home being assured of the fact that you love them. In this service, we arrest every spirit of pain, every spirit of disease, every spirit of oppression. We cast them out. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak restoration. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning. Awesome morning. Hallelujah. All right, let's continue. Let's go straight into God's word. And we continue our discussions on prospering God's way. Prospering God's way. Luke chapter 5. We're reading verses 8 to 11. Luke 5, verses 8 to 11. Has God been good to you? We're reading from New Living Translation. Luke 5, 8 to 11. From the New Living Translation. Luke chapter 5, verses 8 to 11. Are you ready? Okay, let's go. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm too much of a sinner to be around you." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." Now, this last verse, this last one, I know that most of us have not eaten, but you will read it as if you have eaten. You will put some energy behind it. Is that okay? Okay, let's go. And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. Thank you. This is prospering God's way number four. Prospering God's way number four. We're just applying the principle of rest to our finances. How do we enjoy rest in our finances? This rest, the principle of rest began from the story of creation in Genesis 1. Right from Genesis 1. God rested on the seventh day. And we have said God's rest is not being in a state of inactivity. God finished the foundational work of creation. Finished the foundational work of creation in the physical world. In the spiritual world, he had completed everything from start to finish. Now the state of rest is bringing everything from that foundation into alignment with what he has done. So the seventh day, we said, was Adam's first full day. So it was God that worked 6 days and rested on the seventh, not man. Man rested his first full day and then had work to do the remaining, the next 6 days. Because that interaction between God and man was where inspiration was to happen. The dreams, the ideas, the instructions, the strategies were to be transferred into man's heart and mind. He would look at nature and then see possibilities, innovation, creativity. Aligning with God's design and plan is where that rest comes from. Jesus explained the way he did miracles. John 5, 19 and 20. He said, the Son can do nothing by himself, but whatever he sees the Father doing. He said, for the Father loves the Son and shows him whatever he himself is doing. He told his disciples in John 9, you know, he said, the Father has been working, so I also have been working. So Jesus only did work that had been finished. It was not everything that there was to do on this planet that he did. It was whatever he saw had been done. In Revelation 13:8, Jesus himself is described as the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. So you get that rest when you hear God and you obey him. God spoke to Moses in Exodus 25 verse 40, said, see that you build according to the pattern or the design that was shown to you on the mountain. Falling out of alignment with God's plans and purposes is what introduces our struggles. I prophesy here today in the name of Jesus Christ. As far as finances are concerned, this marks the termination of struggling for someone. Matthew 6, we said earlier on in this series, Jesus told his disciples, don't worry about what to eat, what to drink, what to put on. Your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. In verse 33, he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Look for that alignment. All these things will be what? Added to you. So the first thing is, you must terminate worry. Once you get into worry over money issues, you are out of line. You are totally out of line. And the more you worry about it, the more it will run away from you. I'm talking about money. In fact, worrying will now create problems that you will need money to solve. Quit worrying. Quit worrying. Hear God. That's what you should chase. God, what do you have to say? How do I raise ₦1 million? Ask him. Okay? Whatever he tells you to do. So, Luke 5, our foundational scripture. Peter and his friends had been trying to catch fish, and they could not. Jesus came, loaned Peter's boat, used it to preach, and afterwards turned to Peter. If value goes from you, value will come back to you. That's the principle of money, isn't it? And provision. Launch out into the deep and throw your nets for a catch. Peter says, Master, we have toiled all night. We got nothing. Nevertheless, at your word. Because he knew he wasn't speaking as a carpenter. He was speaking as God's prophet. I will throw my nets for a catch. He did. Fish rushed in. Fish rushed in. Hear God and obey him. That is the secret of what? Of rest. Amen. Enjoy rest in your finances. In the name of Jesus Christ. Of course, when you look at that equation, you see first, if we're not stranded at the point of hearing from God, then we're stranded at the point of not acting on what he said. Because acting on what God said requires courage. Fear. One of the major reasons why many Christians do not enjoy financial provision is fear. Fear. Look at Peter. It took courage for him to go back on that sea. I mean, what he was doing was totally against reason. The best time to catch fish was in the night. And they used light to attract the fish when it was dark. And the water surface was cooler than the depth. So the fish actually preferred to come to the top. Then with the light, they were attracted. Then they would throw the net. They tried all those tricks through the night. So wisdom should tell you there's no fish. And then the prophetic instruction comes. So you have to defy reality. That is what it means to walk by faith. Defying that reality is what people don't do. And that's interestingly, one common thing to billionaires and millionaires, they take risks. Amen. The amen is very low. If I prophesied now, in the next 7 days, you will get 1 million. You will say amen. So how you will get the 1 million is what we are discussing. Launch out into the deep and throw your net in the very place where you experienced resounding failure. In the place where you tried, nothing happened. You tried all the tricks, nothing happened. Go back there and throw your net during daytime when it doesn't make sense. That's what we're talking about. You have to take risks. You have to defy reality. If we're going to obey God's word, it will take courage. God spoke to Joshua and told him, you must be strong and very courageous that you may obey all of these commandments. Say that you may prosper wherever you go. Joshua 1:7. That you may prosper wherever you go. The guy in Matthew 25 that had one talent. Do you remember his own explanation for why he did not increase the talent? He said, I was afraid. And I went to hide your talent. I was afraid. Get rid of fear. In the name of Jesus Christ, the fear of trying, maybe because of past failure, the fear of that fear is destroyed today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me warn you though, you've got to be very conscious always of the culture from which you evolved. This culture thrives on the fear of witchcraft. The dangerous part to culture. When we say culture, people, the first thing that comes to people's mind is our language, fashion sense, our kind of food. I'm sorry, the visible part of culture is the least threatening. That's the least of your problem. This one that operates at the subconscious, that's the most dangerous. And the problem with it is that you don't think about it, yet it influences all your decisions. Colors your view, your interpretation of life, like colored goggles. Right there in African culture is fear of witchcraft. As you are growing up, see, the way your mother would hold your nose, I'd open your mouth and put a cam. Pap, by force, because you must eat, if not, you will die. That's the way you are force-fed prejudice, force-fed the fear of witchcraft. Before long, you'll be hearing. And you'll just find out, you just believe it, that human beings turn into bats in the night and that they fly. You will believe that human beings turn into cats. And in the night, if you then see one cat, and you see its eyes glowing. I want to hear. That's them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we destroy the power of fear. Peter took courageous action on revelation, based on revelation after spectacular failure. The other thing I warn you about with respect to this culture is our value for money. This culture worships money. Candidly, it's a global thing. Its expression is just different. When man builds systems, the systems are usually mammon-driven. Worship of money. But I'll tell you, one way that scares me, you know, one way through which it expresses itself, especially in our culture here in Africa, that scares me is money rituals. The killing of a human being to produce charms that will bring money. Amazing. Nothing expresses the fact that the culture values money over human life than that. Ah! It's crazy. It's foolish. It's stupid. Jesus said, profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul. So which means that in God's system, one human soul is worth more than all of the material world put together. Then one foolish human being destroys or kills one person in order to get some small change. And at the end of the day, what do they get? What do they get? It's just pure foolishness. That's not how they get money. Unfortunately, the culture also thrives on ignorance. You know, that kind of a thing has to be fed by ignorance. So the culture will not go and look at the Forbes list of rich people and ask how those people got their money. I was watching one skit like that, one comedy skit. You know, once in a while I watch comedy skit. I didn't used to watch before. The one that got my attention that made me begin to watch, I watch a lot of them. One day I'll give you a list of the comedians whose skits I watch. It was one that movie did that got my attention, where he and Adonai Ade that acted. So she was acting like a Daystar member. Saw movie and assumed he was Pastor Sam. He said, Pastor Sam. So once he got it, he too just lined up and pretended that he was Pastor Sam. I gave her a hug and all that. And it was when she had left that he discovered that his purse had disappeared. Okay. It was after that I began to pay attention to those skits. There was this particular one I watched. There's a young gentleman, Mr. Patrick, also very humorous. So he went for a money ritual. He went to meet a herbalist for a money ritual. So that one would chant incantation, ask him to chant the incantation after him. Then he would give instruction to his assistant. That one just slapped Mr. Patrick, whacked him. The guy said, he lamented, what is it? The herbalist said, didn't you say you want money? You better shut up, if not, you will spoil this medicine. He chanted the incantation again, gave instruction to his assistant. That one whacked him. He said, while he was kneeling down, when they had whacked him, I think the fourth or fifth time, the guy stood up. He was weeping. What is it? Even Dangote and Adenuga, they did not beat them like that. I'm telling you, I watched it so many times, it was so funny. I said, that's how they should beat people. His brain suddenly woke up. If that's how they make money, then they must have beaten Dangote like that. Idiot. Dangote is selling salt. He's selling sugar. Am I right? Now he's building a refinery. So you that want to be sleeping in the church too. Sleeping in the church. Every night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. You are doing in the church through the night. During the day, you are useless. You are not selling anything. You'll prophesy on your head from today to tomorrow. Kobo, you won't have. In the realm of the spirit, you'll be a billionaire. But here, nothing, no shishi, like we say it. Romans 12:2, from the Message Bible. Romans 12:2, Message Bible. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Is that not what we're talking about? Without thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. That's what we're saying. Hear God, obey him. So he says, unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Amen. You cannot really be a follower of Jesus Christ and be a money worshiper. Jesus said clearly, you cannot serve God and mammon. Okay? So let me jump to the core, of this message. God doesn't have a problem with us having money. The big question we should ask is, so after you've gotten the financial breakthrough, so this is assuming that you heard from God, You acted on what God said, like Peter did. The breakthrough came. Will you still be able to obey God after the money has come? A big question. Remember our foundational scripture. Because the part that is sweet is Peter and his friends moved into the sea, and when they had thrown the net, the fish rushed inside and the net began to break, and the fish almost pulled Peter overboard, and the breakthrough came. But the story did not end there, did it? No. So back to our foundational scripture. It says, Peter went to Jesus, fell down. You know, they were awestruck by the number of fish they caught. They were amazed. And Peter said, "Depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinner." And then Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." And the verse 11 that all of us read together said, "And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus." Do you like that part? They left the breakthrough. They left the money. Because the same Jesus that said, "Launch out into the deep and throw your net for a catch," gave another instruction. Follow me. And they left all. So I remember then, one day later, when Peter reminded Jesus of what happened here. It's in Mark 10. One very wealthy young man came to Jesus in Mark 10. If you read from verse 17, I'll summarize it for the sake of time. Very wealthy young man came to Jesus. "Master, what should I do to inherit the kingdom of God?" Jesus said, "Don't commit adultery, don't lie, don't steal. Do keep all the commandments." He said, "Sir, I've been keeping all of them since I was young." The Bible says that Jesus loved them. And then said to him, "The problem is, you lack one thing. You still lack one thing." He said, "Go and sell everything that you have, distribute to the poor, then come and follow me. Take up the cross and follow me." The Bible said that he was sad. And he went away because he had... Where did he get the great possessions from? He was obeying God's word. He claimed so. Now the same God is saying, "Sell it. Sell everything. Distribute to the poor." So it was when he left that Jesus turned to his disciples and said, "You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? That it is very difficult for a rich man to inherit the kingdom of God." The disciples said, "Then who will be saved?" Jesus said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible." That's amazing. What is he talking about? What is not possible? What is possible? To be rich and to still be able to obey God. In the mammon-driven system, it is not possible. But in God's system, it is possible. So this is my call. This is my call today. And this is God's call. And so I'm speaking to us as the ones that God has called to be role models. Don't be a part of this mammon-driven system. It makes money quite all right, but destroys people in the process of doing so. If we describe the person that killed someone, you know, like a young lady, final year student of Lagos State University, that was killed recently by her boyfriend, who took her to a supposed pastor. And it was a boyfriend who from behind took a pestle, broke her skull, they killed her and took parts of her body, used it to do pepper soup that they took because they want to make money. They're in jail now. That's the breakthrough. Stupid people. They're in jail. So when we describe stories like that, that's the extreme. People are committing murder every day in our actions. The government official that awards the contract, supervises the award of a contract for a road, and then takes 60% of the money. Then the contractor has 40% left, takes 30%, uses 10% to do a few things, drop some soil, grade it, and then disappears. And it is recorded that the road has been done. And then people are having accidents. People having and losing their lives. That's a murderer. Those are murderers along the chain. That's the murder. If you understand what Jesus said and you read the Gospels very well. So that's what we're talking about. It's the mammon-driven system that fuels such a thing. It is fear of poverty that fuels such a thing. We cannot afford to be part of such a system. God does not have a problem blessing us. And I'm speaking out of vision. I see billionaires. God raised billionaires here before. Amen? He's raised them here. He's raising more. So if you are used to going to church and hearing messages as routine, that will sound like routine to you. I'm prophesying. I'm speaking out of deep vision that God put in my heart. This season is for, I'm prophesying. God, sincerely speaking, some people are coming into money. Yes. Money they have never seen before. Yes. A member of this church some few years back, you know, came. It was the first time I was meeting him, and I prayed for him. And he gave me an envelope. When I looked at what was the check that was in, nobody had ever given that kind of money before. There were many zeros. I told my FA, call him. Said, what is this? He said, sir, you've not seen anything because I wasn't planning to meet you yet. Not under these circumstances. Can you give me an appointment so I come back to tell my story? I gave him an appointment. When he came back, I told him, yes, sir. I've been here for a long time. All the time you were teaching entrepreneurial class and all the teaching us how to start and run businesses, I was here at 71 Kudira Dabiola Way. But he said, 4 years ago, I was still coming to this church on Okada. The first breakthrough I had in business, I was sitting in the service. Well, as you were speaking, that the Holy Spirit told me what to do. I stepped outside, took my phone, made the 4 calls, and the business took off from there. He said, so you've not seen anything, sir? He said, billionaire at 30-something. So we've seen them, and he's not the only one. We've seen them. God doesn't have a problem blessing us. The big issue is, so after he's done the blessing, will he still be in charge? Listen, so after the breakthrough has come, will you still be obeying God? Don't answer, answer slowly. Don't be quick to answer. It's easy to answer. Answer very slowly. The God that gave Abraham Isaac said, take Isaac, your only son, whom you love. So God knew he was sentimental about the boy. Said, take him to a mountain that I will show you. We sacrifice him to me there. After God has given you Isaac, can he ask for Isaac? Can he decide what to do with Isaac? You're manipulating the process. It's what he doesn't want. He gave you Isaac. Now you want to plan the destiny of Isaac. You want to choose the profession of Isaac for Isaac. You want to decide Isaac's life. Decide who he will marry. Decide. That's what God wanted to be sure he would have control. He doesn't have a problem blessing anybody. After the blessing, can he still, will we still be in the position to obey God? Listen, when you don't have anything, you can take any dangerous risk. When you are successful, obeying God is not easy. I'm serious. You can do radical changes, take radical steps when there's nothing, because you have nothing to lose. Like these 4 lepers at the gate of Samaria. He said, what are we doing here? If we stay here, we will die. If we go back to the city, we die. We go forward, we will die. Let's go forward. That's when there is potential, and there was a prophecy hanging, waiting for somebody to take some risk. So that's the call. That's what God said to say to us. If he says in Matthew 6, don't worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, I'll take care of that. And he's now giving you millions and giving you billions. So what is he expecting you to do with the money? Good question. He said you should not worry about what to eat, what to drink, what to put on. Now he's giving you millions and billions. What does he want to do with it? To further his own agenda. Amen? So see what he says to Peter and his friends. Leave the fish, come, I will teach you to catch men. His interest is in people. He will want to use that money to take care of people, to break the backbone of poverty over a family, to do something. Am I right? So in 1 Timothy 6, Paul tells Timothy, warn the people that want to be rich in this world. If they're not careful, some people have made shipwreck of their faith. And he's talking about Christians over these money issues. Say, let them be careful about pride. Let them be careful about greed. Let them be rich in good works. Let them distribute. Let them be generous. That's it. Hallelujah. And one beautiful thing there in 1 Timothy 6, he says, God that gives us richly all things to enjoy. Enjoy it. It's God that gave you. So some people will be hugging over which percentage you should give or not give. This is New Testament. Forget all those. So when he's not asking for everything, enjoy. Enjoy. Go on vacation. Go to Seychelles. Go to Maldives. Oh, yeah, go somewhere on the beach and be sipping pina colada. Go on cruise. Buy private jet if your work requires it. If you've read my book, Real Money, you will know it is poor people that think flying private jet is luxury. It's not. It's just for efficiency. If you read the book, you see it there. Poor people spend time to conserve money. Rich people spend money to conserve time. Because they know you can make more money, you cannot make more time. That makes time more valuable. So there's coming a time that this church is going to have hundreds of billionaires. There's 100 people with jets. No big deal. But the day he says, that jet, keep that person. See you. You are smiling. You are smiling. So this morning, I want us to just pray that prayer of consecration. It's just a prayer of consecration. Lord, whatever you want me to do, I will do it. Lead me. Guide me. Give me courage to obey you. Just say that prayer of consecration. Say that prayer of consecration this morning. That is where it is. Some of us are already stranded because he gave an instruction already. It's not when the money is big. He already gave on that small money and we did not obey. Lord, give me courage to obey you. Whether the instruction is small or whether it is big, I commit on my own part to obey you. Help me to keep this commitment and give me financial rest. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, we present ourselves as sacrifices. And we ask, Heavenly Father, accept our sacrifices. We own nothing. We brought nothing into this world. We will take nothing out. Provision is for the fulfillment of your vision. Heavenly Father, give us open eyes. Cause that revelation will never be scarce for anyone in this church. Give us open eyes. Give us open ears. Give us visions, dreams. I receive for each one enlargement of hearts, capacity, expansion. In the mighty name of Jesus, the capacity to handle more, to dream bigger, and the courage to act to the size of the vision you give us. Thank you, mighty God. So, Heavenly Father, fulfill your word. Show up in somebody's finances, Heavenly Father. Show up. Do something that will show that money will not come through struggling for us. We thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray for the person in this service who says, my relationship with God is not okay. I cannot say I'm a child of God. How do I hear God? How do I know what he's saying? When the relationship is not okay, I'm a sinner. I want God to forgive me my sins. If you're that honest person, can you please put your hand on your heart? I want us to say a prayer together. Short one. Short one. As we receive forgiveness from God. Every human being was born a sinner. That sin is not just an act, it's a nature. That is what separates us from God. But the moment we ask for forgiveness, he forgives us, takes that nature out, puts his own in there. Can you please put your hand on your heart? You may be a part of the service online. You may be here physically as we pray. God bless you. If your hand is on your heart, you're a part of the service physically, can you please stand by your seat? We'll be done in 1 minute or less as we pray together. You didn't come to this service by accident. See how God wants to make your life radically different from that of everybody else around. Can you stand? Now, everyone saying the prayer, please say this prayer after me. In fact, I want all of us to say it along with them, to encourage them. Please say this prayer after me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins. I ask you to forgive me and to accept me as your child. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for our brothers and sisters that said this prayer. Jesus said there is joy, celebration in heaven when this happens. So Lord, we thank you for the miracle of change in their lives. Their sins are forgiven. The nature of sin is removed from them. The Holy Spirit has put your nature in them now. So Heavenly Father, teach them to know you personally. Teach them to love you the rest of their lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please do have your seats. Let's give Jesus a big hand clap and thank him. These wonderful people. God bless you. Our ushers give you a card while you were standing. Please fill it with accurate information right away. When you're done, when we close the service, just leave the card on your seat. We'll pick it up as soon as you leave the seat, or you may hand it over to an usher. God bless you. If you're part of the service online, you said the prayer, there's a link in the chat room right now. Please click on it. Give us your information. We'll send the same thing to you via email. God bless you in Jesus' name. All right, it's time for us to give. And in this that we give in obedience to God. All right, so our preferred mode of giving is electronic transfers into the church's accounts. The information is coming on the screen. You can snap it with your phone. The short codes for some of the banks are there. If you're part of the service online, there's also a link for the offering right now in the chat room. Click on it. It will lead you. If you have a Nigerian bank account, to give you instructions. If you have a card, our system can take card payments from all over the world. If you're giving cash or check, please put it in an envelope. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we own nothing. You own everything. So Heavenly Father, as we obey you in giving today, open the warehouses of heaven. Let the power of the Holy Spirit go to work at our behalf. We receive the manifestation of grace in our finances. Do something beyond human ability. Surprises, open doors, new jobs, favor like never before. And Heavenly Father, we receive divine protection for every family in this church. In Jesus' name. All right, say a good amen. Amen. Let me give you a very special invitation to a summit, the West African Business Leaders Summit. The theme, Leadership, Innovation, and Profitability for High-Ranking Managers and Established Entrepreneurs, March 4, 2020, Civic Center here in Lagos. It's been organized by the Global Leadership Network, which hosts the Global Leadership Summit, okay, the conference that runs all over the world, starting from Chicago, March 4. yes, the information is there on the screen. And please, I want us to have the information at the information center. So anyone that is interested can take the information, call on the phone or send the email and register this week. I strongly recommend this conference. The speakers are actually coming from all over the world, world-class speakers. And you know, leadership is strongly our bias. That's why I want to recommend these two books written by my protege, Dr. Taiwo Ojo, Motives for Leadership and Lead Global. Amen. The books are available at the Family Life Bookshop and at all our centers today. I have my own books coming later on in the year. Amen. I'm going to be doing interviews, newspaper, radio, TV. We want to put the leadership issue front stage. We need a big change there. Do you agree with me? Absolutely, yes. So I recommend you get the books. If you're new to Daystar Christian Center, please, I specifically asked God, is there anything in the Bible? Bible I can teach these staff members that will help them to get money. Because I found out it was only giving I was teaching. And I found out people did not have the money. So I said, Lord, except they throw themselves in the offering basket, they don't have. Can you show me? So everything I have in these books are direct revelation from God. Most of them, I did not hear from anybody. Teaching them was a risk when I started. And I was criticized for that. But gratefully now, everybody is teaching those things I was teaching, including entrepreneurship. That some people say was not the business of a pastor. So I want to strongly recommend, they're not novels. They're revelation. Start with what you have. Ideas rule the world. The parable of dollars and the real money. Secrets to wealth beyond cash. When you have bought your copies, then buy for your friend. Don't loan them your own. The books are so potent, they will not return your books. Buy their own and give them. Is that okay? Okay. I'm trusting God. You will never have to worry again about money. Okay. The amen is not sounding like you believe the prayer. You will never. I speak by the Spirit of God. I speak as one sent to break the hold of poverty over people's lives. If you did not understand my message today, please download it or buy the CD. Listen to it, even if you take 20 times before you understand it. But I prophesy here, you will never have to worry again about money. Put your hands together. Let's receive the healing streams of God for a special song.
Come on, celebrate Jesus in the house. Put your hands together for Jesus. If you know your mind is renewed by the word of God, celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Whatever happens in this mammon-driven system cannot stop you. Your ideas will flourish in the mighty name of Jesus. Come and look at your neighbor and say, I am covered by the blood of Jesus.
still shouting.
I'm still shouting.
I'm still praising.
I'm still praising.
I'm still praising.
I'm still praising.
Cause I'm covered.
I'm covered.
I'm not worried.
I'm not worried.
Said I'm covered.
I'm covered.
I'm not worried.
I'm not worried.
Said I'm covered.
I'm covered.
Said I'm covered.
I'm covered.
I'm covered.
I'm covered.
By the blood of Jesus.
I'm covered.
Service. That was an amazing service. I believe that you've been blessed by today's message.
Yeah, I am actually blessed. I am actually blessed from this message. And the takeaway point for me is the fact that God is highly interested in prospering us. But what are we going to do after we have gotten the prosperity? That is actually a question for all of us.
For all of us.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, and one of the questions the apostle asks is, after the breakthrough has come, will God still get your attention? I mean, would you still follow Jesus after you've had the breakthrough?
Yeah, that is it. Because even Peter, the Bible says that Peter left everything and he followed Jesus. My prayer for all of us is that the grace of God be available to us, such that when we have gotten the prosperity will not enter our head and make us to run away from God, but rather the prosperity will make us to be closer to God in all our dealings, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. So I believe that you've been blessed by today's message. Please share the link with your friends, your family, your loved ones. Be a blessing to someone. It's live.desa.ng.org. You can also join us across our various social media platforms on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitter, and Facebook.
Yeah. And before we go, I think it would be nice for us to have a word of prayer together. Father, Lord, I declare today that as we go this week, you will give us the power and the grace to master money in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, money will not take your own place in our lives. We dethrone money to enthrone you, Jesus. And we pray that, Father, every resources you bring our way, we will use them to further your own cause.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, because we know you have answered.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So second service starts at 8:45 a.m. West African time. Please be a part of the service.
Bye.